Meet the head of the crime family, the crime syndicate called Metro Crime Weather, because he's going to steal your weekend with clouds. Pat Pagano, good morning, Pat.
Yes, and that means you go in the cell because you're not going to like it. I have been tweaking the forecast all morning long. Not today. Enjoy it, Marshall. Mm-hmm. Sunny, hot, and moderately humid, low 90s. That's it. Cloudy, showers come in tonight. The temps drop into the 60s, and that's where they stay tomorrow. In the 60s tomorrow. We don't get out of the 60s. We have rain on and off all day long. Some of it heavy into tomorrow night. A mini nor'easter. Sunday, humid, showers, scattered thunderstorms. Highs in the 70s. More showers Monday, low 80s. Showers, thunderstorms Tuesday in the 80s.
All right.
But
so that
definitely
means
not good tomorrow.
So Saturday is just a total washout.
That's the way it looks.
Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday look like we will have some sun, some decent temperatures, and occasional thunderstorms and showers.
No.
Okay, we go then Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday again because I misunderstood.
Sunday will be mostly cloudy and humid with showers, not a steady rain, and scattered thunderstorms are a possibility, but it's going to be on and off Sunday as opposed to steady Saturday.
Yeah.
Then on Monday, you're basically in more of a summer pattern, but still lots of clouds, humid showers, low 80s, showers, thunderstorms Tuesday. We may not really see a break in this pattern until Wednesday.
Mini nor'easter means that there's a low pressure forming off the coast then.
That's correct.
Like we talked about like 4 or 5 days ago that it might happen.
Yep.
And nobody else, by the way, folks, nobody else talked about that 4 or 5 days ago.
No, and I remember telling you, it's kind of the modeling is not really acquainted with that, especially at this time of the year, you know, climatology wise. So it's kind of hard for the modeling to pick something up like this way in advance. But I had a feeling that with the trough, the upper trough, you know, in a positively tilt, it wasn't going to be good for us. And unfortunately, now all the models are coming into alignment.
So that'll be a cool rain for summer, actually.
Well, I mean, some of us may feel that way because, you know, you go from the 90s all week to the 60s. So, you know, it's just not pretty. I mean, tonight I have to show the movie, but we've already planned to show the movie in the studio tonight. And tomorrow's the annual picnic at the lake. And they have a big tent up, but that tent is not going to fit 250 people. You know, and they have horseshoes and they have all of that stuff outside the tent. That's going to be a big problem. But it's their problem, not mine. I don't run the picnic.
That's right. Had they been listening to you, they would have had plenty of time to plan to put up another tent or stuff like that.
You mean instead of the social director listening to his weather app on his phone?
That's exactly right. You got it. You got it.
Enough said. Yep. So, yeah, so we'll see how many people show up for the movie tonight. And believe me, even though I have to pay for the picnic, you know, I may be part of the social committee, but we don't get anything free.
Yeah.
I mean, I produce the dance and I have to pay to go to the dance.
Right.
But that's how they work it here. And even though I paid to go to this picnic, if I wasn't showing the movie tonight and I wasn't taping,
you wouldn't be there.
But I would not go. Not go.
And then you'd call Gary and say, so, Gary, how are things going? How's the weather?
Right. I could call him and say, yeah, hope you're having a good time. But, you know, unfortunately, I have to go. So,
Gary, how's that weather app, Gary? How's that weather app working out for you?
And depending upon how, you know, how it really turns, like Saturday night into Sunday, when I'm finished taping, videotaping Saturday night, I could easily put the stuff in my car and come home. I don't have to stay up there in a damp rain.
I bet you end up doing that.
I don't know. You know, my friend Helen's coming up. She's coming up from Queens.
So you can see.
I don't know if she's going to be too thrilled about driving back home, but, you know, she's always welcome to stay and she can close up the cabin on Sunday. But, you know, what fun is that? Mm-hmm. Why would you want to stay in a cabin with nobody and in dampness?
Yeah. I don't know. So, Pat, guess who's going to be playing at the Mahewi Theater on Sunday? Air Supply.
Oh, really?
Air Supply, they're still around.
Wow.
And I heard a tape of them recently. they're good still. I mean, I'm unabashedly going to admit I used to like their songs.
Oh, I did. I did. What's their
Making Love Out of Nothing at All? It's a whole, just a whole, they had like 7 or 8 hits right in a row.
Yeah.
So, and we gave away front row seats for it this morning, Pat.
Wow.
Art Walters won front row seats to see Air Supply on Sunday.
When the heck are you going to have Cher up there?
When somebody could afford to pay her up here.
Yeah, really. She's in Atlantic City this weekend.
Well, that's good for her. I don't know if anybody has the money to pay her up here.
Yeah, she's in Atlantic City. I mean, I would love to see her, but number one, I've seen the show many times. I know it's changed a little bit. Two, I have all of this stuff going on at the lake, but yeah. Even if I didn't have all the stuff at the lake, I don't think I'd make the trip to Atlantic City to see Cher.
I agree. Pat, have a good weekend. We'll speak to you Monday.
I am here Monday. I told you that, yes. All right.
Stay dry.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye, Marcia.
Take care, Pat. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center on Robin Hood Radio.